Hello all, here is the West Coast cricket team back with a new series, All Out for No Loss. In this first episode, we are going to start talking about the BGT series that is starting at Perth at the Optus, a very critical series for the race for the WTC final. At this point of time, India and Australia are at the top of the list, but there are contenders for the top two spots. Today, however, we are going to just focus exclusively on what we think is likely to happen in the first test. Anand, your thoughts?
I'm excited to see Jurel play. I think he's one of our best players of bounce and pace, and Perth should suit him. I'm very excited to see Pant bat. Pant is also very fearless. I haven't seen enough of Padikkal, if Padikkal is going to be in the playing 11. I don't know how well he plays bouncy tracks. I'm actually hopeful about Perth in the sense that this breed of batters can actually deal with pace and bounce better than spin, I think. So I won't be surprised if we give a good fight. But again, it all is going to come down to how well we bowl and how well our bowlers who are not used to Perth. Let's forget Bumrah for a minute. Bumrah will be Bumrah. He'll start nailing it from the first over on. The others, how quickly they can get used to bowling that length in Australia that seems to be slightly different than anywhere else and not get carried away with Perth, because, you know, at Perth, if you get carried away, you can be hit really quickly in a short period of time. I'll be surprised if India wins. But it need not be a miracle. I think if we just play up to our potential, we may end up winning. But, you know, I'm at least resigned to the fact that Ashwin probably will not get any games this series. Definitely not in Perth. But if they do pick Vashi over Jadeja, Vashi is definitely a better... I feel that Vashi is a better batter of pace. There is a lot of talent there. And, you know, Gill fracturing his thumb may actually be a blessing in disguise for someone like Padikkal. So I'm very interested to see how the batters bat. Not very high hopes, but I think India will play well at Perth. That's where I am.
And my thoughts, I'm echoing a lot of what you're saying, but I think this is Australia making a statement up front when they start playing their first test at Perth. That's where the bounce, everything comes and makes sure that the opposition is immediately in the back foot. So that way Australia is going back to that model of starting at Perth. For us, we've had one win in Perth, I think, right? I don't think we've had more than one test win in Perth. And that win was in 2008, which was a great win actually for India. And then they've subsequently lost in 2012 and 2018. So nothing big to write about since then. Yeah. Besides Perth, India is also coming with a string of losses. So some sort of haphazard domestic season where they had some sublime performances against Bangladesh and then hit rock bottom against New Zealand. And then they have been training very hard in sort of a close session at Perth. So it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back from that sort of defeat they had New Zealand. And now to play against Australia at Perth would be one of the greatest challenges that this team faces. And without their regular captain, Rohit Sharma, Bumrah will be the captain day one. That'll be interesting. Yeah, for players to watch, Yashasvi Jaiswal probably is going to become key. He's had good starts pretty much every game he's played since his debut in the West Indies. And probably this is the first time he'll also be facing different conditions. I mean, West Indies and India were okay, but I think will be the making of Yashasvi Jaiswal as well. And I think the Australians will go after him pretty hard up front. For me, Padikkal, Jurel are all just gambles at this point. We don't know how well they're going to do. Of course, Jurel is a good fighter. We've seen him do that in the very few innings that he's played, both for India and India A. So he might stick around, but he hasn't had a big score yet, right? Hopefully, we don't rely on him to do that. In all prospects, it looks like he'll be number 6 in the batting lineup, particularly at 3. So these two are a bit of a gamble for me. That leaves like Kohli, Pant to deal with and carry the batting forward. So it's looking shaky grounds. Pant has been by far the most consistent among those three. So batting is going to be sort of dicey for us. I agree. I think in these conditions, Washington Sundar is a better bet than Jadeja. I think bowling will still be good with or without Ashwin. I don't see them actually not start with Ashwin, maybe not at Perth, but somewhere down the line, I think they will bring in Ashwin. So the last time they were here, the whole, you know, restricting them in the middle and leg stump line and throttling them for runs and picking up wickets worked really well. I don't see why they can't try that again with this attack. It's pretty much the same attack if you think about it. So they should be able to do well as a bowling unit. I don't expect Australia also to run away with a lot of big scores, but it all comes down to how well the Indian batters perform in these conditions.
I concur largely with your assessments. The thing that I wanted to call out here is that this is just the fifth test at Perth, at the Optus. It's not the Wacha. The pitch is different. Everything is different. The four tests that have been played here, the Australian bowlers have done very well. But the most successful has been Nathan Lyon, not the three quick. He's just used the bounce to pick up a lot of wickets. So it is not a traditional Wacha kind of a track. And maybe the lengths of the lines may not be the same as they would have had to do had they been playing at the Wacha. As regards the teams themselves, the rumor mill seems to indicate that Rahul will open with Jaiswal with Padikkal at 3 and then Kohli, Pant and Jurel to follow with Jadeja at 7. And then the 8th spot, a toss-up between Nitish and Harshit with Bumrah coming in and two more quicks to make up the 11. I, however, do think that they can look at this or would hope to see them look at this a little differently and have Washi open. The guy can bat. He was very, very steady even in the New Zealand series. Have him open with Jaiswal, play Rahul at 3, don't do that Padikkal gamble, and then that allows you to play Nitish at 8, which essentially means you've got 3 quicks and 3 all-rounders, two of the spinners and Nitish. And that's enough of cover in terms of bowling. So that actually gives far more balance to this team, and they might be able to put Australia under more pressure because they now have a traditional off-spinner to deal with their left-handers. There's Jadeja to bottle one line up. And if Nitish can come good, great. And since batting seems to be the weak spot, why not play Harshit? Play Bumrah, Harshit and Prasidh Krishna. Leave out Siraj, leave out Akash Deep. Harshit will bat you, he'll give you some runs. That makes for a much deeper batting lineup. I don't think there's going to be a huge difference between Siraj and Prasidh. I mean, or at least Siraj and Deep and Harshit. I think Prasidh will be useful because he's going to hit the deck hard and make the ball rear up. And Bumrah is Bumrah. So maybe that's another angle that they can look at. But doesn't look like that is the plan because all reports are indicating that Washi has not been really actively involved in what's going on in terms of nets. But you don't know. Some of it has been behind closed doors. Nobody seems to know. And Morkel, in the meantime, has given a huge vote of confidence to Siraj, who I think has been bowling very poorly in the last year or so. The Australian team, they have a new opener, McSweeney. And instead of Cam Green, they'll have Mitchell Marsh coming in at 6 and Carey at 7 in their 4 bowlers. At the very least, I hope we keep them on the field a lot and tire those bowlers out. Get some miles on them. This is a long series, and except for a gap between the first and the second tests, everything is going to come through very, very quickly. So the more we keep them on the field, the more we make them bowl, the better off we are. The problem is we don't have somebody like Pujara, and we need somebody who can keep going and grinding away. And I think that's a bit of a concern. It's a pity for Iswaran. He could have had a better opportunity to make a test debut, but clearly, all indications are that he's not in the picture. I really wish they had retained Sai Sudarshan instead of Padikkal. A left-hander, he had 102 in one of the 8 tests. He might have just been the right person to plug in at number 3. To me, Australia starts as the favorite. And anything we can do, even if it's push them hard, is a win for us. Then again, cricket is played on the field. I think pound for pound, this is a stronger team than the team that played in the last test in Australia in Gabba in 2021. our bowlers have more wickets. We have Jasprit Bumrah and our batters are more experienced. So anything can happen.
Abhimanyu Iswaran, I think the mythology says that when his mom was listening to how to play the short ball, she slept off. So he knows everything else other than playing the short ball.
It's such a pity. This guy scored mountains of runs and is still short. And had Rituraj Gaikwad scored some decent runs in the A series, they might have kept him because he obviously has a better pedigree than Padikkal. Happy to see that Jurel made the cut. And feeling sad for Sarfraz Khan, but then when you have only one big score in six attempts, your spot is in danger. And if someone performs well, you lose out, right?
It would have been very interesting to see Sarfraz play at Perth. You know, it's in his wheelhouse, right? The square cuts. He'd be happily cutting.
The guy's got terrific hand-eye coordination. And I do think that he could have scored a lot of runs behind the wicket and square of the wicket. But all indications are he's not in the scheme of things. The big surprise is I hear that Jadeja didn't bowl at all in the nets, which is a surprise. I really can't see a team without Jadeja there. Okay, I'd be surprised if Ashwin is played ahead of Jadeja. So. Nitish Kumar Reddy seems to be the other person who might be making a debut. Now, this guy is, it's all on potential. He's got a very ordinary first-class record with bat and ball. But he looked good in the IPL and he looked very good in the T20 against Bangladesh. And the guy is electric on the field. That guy flies, easily the fastest in the team. So that would be a very good thing. This guy can patrol the outfield on these large grounds and that's going to make a difference. So who do you think are the key players for this game?
Let's quickly take a look at Australia also, right? Mm-hmm. So Australia looks well-settled bowling lineup again, right? So they will go with the premier four bowlers. I think pretty much everybody's in form from a bowling unit standpoint. But no Warner, so that gives a little bit of a gap for us at the top. So if we can get inroads into the top order, nothing like it. But every other position is kind of claimed. The experiment with Smith will end. He will go down the order to number four. Labuschagne, Travis Head and Mitchell Marsh, they all pretty much have been playing that same position forever. Right? And Khwaja is probably his last series, I think. Maybe. I don't know. So he's nearing that point one wrong series and then they will sort him out. So to me, the best bet is, again, their opening pair, make some early inroads and then, you know, don't let them run away with the big score. I think they include Josh Inglis in the squad.
Yes, right? Yes, he's in the squad.
But I think they'll start with Carey, but it was interesting that they included Inglis in the squad. But and Carey has not been super consistent with the bat either, right? So
yeah, after that Lord's Test match and all that controversy, he's sort of been struggling.
No, even otherwise, I don't think he was ever like a good number seven. Like, I don't think he's had that consistent performance that they would come to expect.
You're lined up against Adam Gilchrist, so nobody is a good number seven.
It's true. So, yeah, we have a chance against their batting. Primarily, it's again goes back to how much we can put some runs on the board and put some pressure, and we have some good chance. So, you're saying that this Perth Stadium doesn't have the same bounce? Somehow, I thought it was almost as good as Maka.
It has a lot of bounce. But apparently it's different from the Wacha. There has been some rain, which means that the cracks that appear on the day four and day five don't come through because the problem with Wacha always was that batting on the last day against seamers was always going to be very tough. Remember some chap called Mike Whitney picking seven wickets? Okay, you land the ball on the crack and then it'll go. Apparently this time it'll bind together and stay. So there will be bounce, there will be carry. But I don't think this Indian team is worried about bounce and carry. Their problems are going to be if the ball has lateral movement. That's when the situation gets a little tricky. If there's bounce and carry and true bounce, we might see the great man coming back to form. And that'll pretty much change the entire course of the series. If he opens up and starts a series with 100, then Kohli in form means the the whole team is lifted and then wait for his partner to land up from India from test two. So,
and the three guys I'm looking out for from Indian perspective to kind of be the torchbearers would be Yashasvi Jaiswal up top, Pant in the middle, and Rahul the ball.
I would add Jurel to the list. I have high hopes on him.
Yeah, to me, Kohli is the key. If Kohli bats well, the rest of the batting will just work around him. They will just get into a slipstream and run through with it. And Bumrah can carry the attack because he'll have more than 125 runs to play with. That's the key thing here. We played in 2018. It was a tight match. We lost. But what I remember of that was a very dubious catch taken by Usman Khawaja. He insisted that he had taken the catch clean and the umpire ruled in his favor. And that got Kohli. And Kohli was looking like a million bucks that day. We played in 2007-2008, where we won the test match thanks to Irfan Pathan. It was also the venue where Ishant Sharma bowled that very famous spell against Ricky Ponting. And
wasn't that the Buckner fiasco as well?
That was the Buckner series, but Buckner fiasco happened in Sydney in the second test. This was the third test. And I think before that, we only played in 1992. That is that Mike Whitney picking up seven wickets. And there was that 100 by Sachin Tendulkar that was supposedly one of the best ever played at Perth.
Yep. Mm.
So we don't play very often in Perth, at least test matches. So who knows? Yeah, Australia has loaded the dice. They're playing in Perth, first game. They're playing in Adelaide on a pink ball.
Day nights.
Then we go to Gabba. And then apparently Melbourne has become one of the fastest wickets around. They relayed the track. This is going to be a baptism by fire, if you will, for some of the young ones. Who knows?
So, no, that's your first sign that they are treating this as a marquee series, right?
Correct.
Like the Ashes, because they're given the five top grounds to the series. Usually we play like a Hobart or something else.
Commercial interest would mean that we will always play Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and one of Brisbane and Perth used to come through. Since we are playing a fighter series, both of them have got the test. It's only Pakistan, Sri Lanka who go and play in Launceston and Hobart and Cairns and Mackay. We have not played a test match in those places ever. Now, this Indian team is a huge draw.
Yeah.
So I think the only hope is that they live up to it, right?
Speaking of the 2018 series, wasn't that when we were like, you know, thinking that this savior for Indian cricket will come and open the batting?
He
rolled his ankle in a warm-up match in Canberra. And that was the beginning of the end for the young man. It's a pity. Part of me feels that had he played that series, he would have scored runs.
Yeah.
And then he would have got on the right track and all this wouldn't have happened. But life is strange. We'll see. I really do hope that Washington Sundar is given opportunities to grow.
Just shave that mustache. Something has to give. The Washington Sundar mustache. I don't know why. I always felt that is tied to whatever injuries he was carrying in between. The minute he shaved that off, he was like back.
I thought he bowled very well against New Zealand. It was not what he used to bowl in the past. This guy has leveled up big time. I somehow get the feeling that Ashwin will not see the playing 11 for the entire series. At some point, they're going to prefer Sundar over him.
Sydney.
And that'll be the end. So essentially, Ashwin only gets to play if there are injuries.
Ashwin will play Sydney.
That's the last test, right?
I think they will play him at Sydney for sure. And Vashi, let's see if he can last two back-to-back tests or three.
That's true.
Injury.
Right? That's true.
I mean, the one thing about Ashwin is we all make fun of his fitness, but rarely he gets injured, at least injured enough. Or maybe he gets injured and he is too big to be dropped. That's perhaps what is going on.
The last Perth test match, he was dropped for injury, actually.
Yeah,
side strain.
In 2018, he played Adelaide and he didn't play any more matches. That he bowled nearly 100 overs in Adelaide at 1.2 runs an over.
He had the side strain, right?
Yeah, and then he just bowled until his arm came off, literally. And in the last tour that he forced himself into the team thanks to an injury and then they couldn't drop him until he got injured in Sydney. We are barely 24 hours away from or even less, just 21 hours away from the start of a series. So hopefully Team India will come through.
Yeah.
That, it's a wrap. Thank you, everyone.